Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a development in the suits to stop the wolf hunt, the high levels of harvesting of wolves. The Great Lakes Wildlife Alliance and others have dropped Fred Prenn and DNR board members for their suit. But fortunately, they've left in the DNR and the DNR secretary, Preston Cole. What's that all about? You may remember, first of all, Fred Prenn, his term expired May 1. Shouldn't even be on the DNR. Evers appointed replacement. Voss and LeMahieu go, and LeMahieu is the guy in the Senate, goes, well, we're not going to even vote on the new person. And so therefore the old guy gets to stay in as a holdover based on a very, very old Wisconsin case that said somebody could stay for a couple of weeks during the confirmation process. It had nothing to do with what if they won't hold the confirmation process for 4 years. And Fred Prenn is in there pushing forever chemicals and wolf hunts. Once wolves were taken off of the endangered list by the federal government, the DNR had set up some plans for a modest wolf hunt this fall. Back in February, some hunting groups, clubs from Texas and elsewhere sued, said that we want to shoot wolves in Wisconsin now. Well, who the hell are they? Go shoot a wolf in your home state. But they got themselves a right-wing judge. Right-wing judge says, yeah, they got to do it. And they took way more wolves than even the quota that was set. And then it got shut down. Some of them were pregnant wolves. That was the mating season. The DNR scientists said you should not have a wolf hunt during mating season, because if you shoot a pregnant wolf, that's really interferes with the management of the wolf population. So then there's going to be a wolf hunt this fall. The DNR initially opposed it. Then they said, well, the board wanted 300 wolves. You know, there aren't that many wolves in this state. The DNR said, no, 130. There's litigation about all this. Fortunately, there are six bands of the Ojibwa. Start a suit in federal court. And they will keep Fred Prenn, the illegitimate holdover, and the board members in the suit. So there are parallel suits, which is good. In the state lawsuit on Thursday, that's tomorrow, 1 p.m., there'll be a hearing. Here's the deal. One way to handle this is simply to relist wolves federally as endangered for the time being. That will stop all of this. Fred Prenn and all this crooked stuff about the Republican Party about not holding confirmation hearings so their guys can stay in and run the government. And then if you put into that the lame duck legislation upheld by the Republican Supreme Court that says that it was legal for Walker to sign legislation after he'd been beaten in the election in the month or so before Evers took over to transfer Evers' powers to Voss. They tried that in North Carolina. It didn't work. It's obviously unconstitutional. Our Wisconsin Supreme Court, 4-3, said that was constitutional. So Voss and Fred Prenn and LeMahieu in the Senate basically are constructive governors and heads of the DNR. And everybody yawns. Everybody yawns. That goes, is fine. Well, no, that's not fine. That is not fine, but that is what is happening. So stand by, take a look at what happens in the lawsuit hearing, the state lawsuit tomorrow. Federal lawsuit is a big kahuna, though, and we'll see what happens with that. Well, Donald Trump is unbelievable, has started another lawsuit. To block the select committee investigating January 6 insurrection from releasing documents leading up to it that are held by the White House. He's going after Biden himself. Trump is saying, I have executive privilege to stop those. And the Biden White House says it's pretty clear only the president has executive privilege. And if something is left in the White House and, you're no longer president, I'm the president, and I'm releasing it. This is a fairly much of a laydown. He's trying to delay. He's hoping the federal courts will chew on it. There'll be briefs. There'll be appeals. Chew on it and interfere with this committee. A lawsuit doesn't stop anything. If there's no injunction, Biden should just turn them over immediately. Immediately. Get them out there. And the committee may decide to publicize them. I think they should be put online. Everybody should be able to read them. It's going to have transcripts of discussions with Trump in the planning of this thing, what he did, what he didn't do, and so forth. Trump's lawsuit is only designed to delay that committee in the hopes that everything goes away. Development in Europe. In Europe, the Boris Johnson's government, now they are Tories, they're conservatives, now want to impose a hard border back in Ireland, seals off the top six, Northern Ireland, the top six counties of the 32 counties in Ireland. There's been peace in Ireland since the Good Friday Accords, and there's been trade throughout Ireland without hard borders. And that's the key. The key is trade. Goods that are manufactured in Southern Ireland will go to Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland will finish them, send them back for more work. They can go seven times back and cross the border. We don't want a hard border. We do not want Britain imposing a hard border in Ireland ever again. The dispute is the Unionist Party in Northern Ireland, who are hardcore and they're afraid they will eventually not be part of Great Britain, do not want the Brexit border set in the Irish Sea. What do I mean by that? Britain withdrew from the EU in Brexit. In other words, Britain exited. In a popular referendum that was opposed by Scotland, it was opposed by Northern Ireland, it was opposed by London. It was split in Wales, but the rest of England, which is outside of London, was heavily for it, and it narrowly passed. Russia interfered with that, just like they interfered with our 2016 election to try to egg it on. Trump egged it on. But there's a problem. Britain depends on free trade, and especially with Europe. It's one of their biggest markets, perhaps their biggest, along with the United States. So Britain said, okay, and the EU said, okay, we'll continue to do it, but have free trade, but we need you to agree to a bunch of things, and one of them is, there will not be a hard border in Ireland ever again, or there'll be violence again. We don't want that. And Biden doesn't want that. The Democratic Party doesn't want that. And most of the Republican Party doesn't want that. So they all agreed that the border would be between Britain and all of Ireland, set in the Irish Sea, so that goods that come into Northern Ireland are inspected as being introduced into the EU. Now the Unionists are causing trouble for Johnson, and they want that stopped and the hard border move south. It's the position of the Democratic Party, most Republicans in this country. We're not going to put up with that. And we're a big trading partner of Britain, too. They're our friends. They're our allies. They're our allies. And we have an alliance with them in China, in the South China Sea and so on. It's all very important. But it's important that this country stay unified and say, look, we are never going to impose a hard border in Ireland again. There'll be free trade, free travel, period, end of story. Going to the end of the show, great call-ins, really enjoyed it. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Luke and Brian, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, great evening programming, great weekend programming with Pizza Box Mike, Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.